Degurim brochli yatzmoy. In fact, it's true. Wine has a special chashivas to it. That wine you have to make sometime brochis by itself. Said Rashi. Degurim brochli yatzmoy. Bekama mekoymei subo. Omavorchen olav. You have to make a bur priagofin. Biafal pish lohayetzrichim lishtiyosi. Even though really you wouldn't want to drink the yayin. The mashal by Kiddush and Abdullah. It was up to you, you wouldn't drink the yayin altogether. There's a din with Rabbon, and you're supposed to make Kiddush ala yayin, as shall some sheet is a deraita, and about you have to make Kiddush ala yayin, there's a mitzvah to drink the yayin. But you see, yayin is choshev, even though you don't want to drink it, still you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, whenever you take yayin, you always have to make a bracha. Nothing part of the yayin. So even though you take wine in the middle of the Suda, after you made a moitzi lechem and oritz, still you have to make a bari priya gofin on yayin. That's the love. Right, Rafuna Ochal Tlesa Rifti, he ate 13 loaves of bread, Bene Tlosa Tlosa Bekava. Now, three of these loaves of bread was the size of a kava. Well, it's a very big size. Now, he ate 13 big breads, he ate. But the kava is a tomorrow of a lay bear, he didn't make a bracha achreina. Well, pasha means he didn't wash, he didn't make a moitzi, he didn't bench, he didn't make a bracha samozin on it. Drashi, Rafuna Ochot Lesa Rifti, Mi Pas Habo Bekisnin, Vulei Birach Achru. Okay, he ate a type of Pas Habo Bekisnin, which is a type of cakes, which is not really bread, that has some other ingredients inside the dough, a lot of sugar and tavlin inside it, that you only have to make a burn in Mizonis. But even though he ate so much of it, 13 loaves of bread of this type of cake, he didn't bench on it. Vulei Birach Achru. Omar le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a kashatin. It's back to Rav Huna. Ade kafna, are you still hungry? After eating 13 loaves of bread, are you still hungry? You're not going to bench today to give, say, a bricha sador, bench? Trashi ade nit elu kloima. Elu le Rav Nechlu. Lechur, what you ate now was to fill yourself up. The achilam ruba kezula niftura mi bricha. Such a achila, you can't get away without making a bricha achroina. Elo kol shachirim koivan achilosin bekach tunim bircha samozi kach pirish rabhai. That's what Rabbi Hillel learned in the sugya. That's what we hold la lochem. That even if you eat cake, pasta bo bekistim, which type of cake, which matchili only make a burning mezainis, and at the end you make an alamichya. But if you eat so much that you kavei a sudur on it, then you have to make a moitzi at the beginning, and you have to bench at the end of it. So here the kashua, since you ate so much that people are kaveya sudur on it, you should have had to make a brichas amazon on this cake. That's one pshat. And we hold like this. Rav Aseinu Pirsho, another pshat is, tleisa rifti mipashalonu. No, he ate 13 breads, like our type of bread, means real lechem. Volei birich achrav, and he didn't make a brach achrav, he didn't bench. Why? Mishum delay sava, he didn't get filled up from this. Even though he ate 13 loaves of big loaves of bread, since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. Okay, we had a raya crux here. The pasuk says, "V'yachalte v'savate v'rachta." When do you have to bench? Only if you filled up. Since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. So Rashi v'chein pirush of Yudoi b'hag. Abiviyena nirali. Rashi doesn't like this pshat because it's shver. The less the Rav Huna, v'hei machmir alatzmon at kezayis v'at kebeitza. Is Allah even don't mean diraisi? You only have to bench if you surveya, you fill yourself up. But midrabbonan, you have to bench if you eat a kezayis or eat a kebeitza. And here he ate 13 loaves of bread. It's more than a kazaz and a beitza. Would like to make look of you there. It's not mistaken. He doesn't know like either one of them. Therefore, Rashi would rather learn the case here. Matthias was not that he ate mama's bread. He ate pasta bobekistin. He ate type of cake it was. Now, pasta bobekistin, that's how it came throughout three different sheets, what it really is. Really, pasta bobekistin is lechem. It is bread. Now, it's dough. Dough means it's flour and water. That makes up lechem. Now, let's say chocolate cake. You add chocolate into it and you add sugar into it. So you made this pass with other ingredients also. Therefore it gets a lach of pasta bobekistin is the pshat that it is lechem, but since people are not kaveya sud on this type of a lechem, you don't have to make a moitzi. All you have to make is just a bermni mezoinis and alamichi at the end, like we had before. Because it's not a derech to be kaveya sud on this fine cake. Mashenkin luyitsu, you sit down, teed up 13 cakes. And you mamish fill yourself up. That's called Yuwaka the Yesuda. Then you have to metchila make a moitzi on it, because really it's bread. And you have to bench afterwards. Now the shi of what's called the Kaviya Suda, it's a machlekes nachroinim. Some learn a Kaviya Suda is four beitzim.
If you eat the size of four batesim of cake, which is not that much, if you're hungry, only take a lunch, you take a few Danishes. Well, 10 Danishes you can take. So the Chur Yizich have a four batesim there. So really, Mikra Dinish, like some sheet, you have to wash and make a mitzvah, make a burning bench. But the grind, the other sheet is not like that. They all have to be a kriya suda, a real suda, like a supper. So you have to eat enough that fills you up like a supper. So if you eat mamish like here, 10 cakes, or you have to eat up 2 big cakes, then according to that sheet, then you would have to make a mitzi first and then make a then bench. So as I feel, usually we don't have. Usually we don't need a much cake to say that's going to be a place of a supper to fill yourself up so much. But once you eat more than 4 batesim of cake, then it's a little bit shyly ready if you have to make a mitzvah or not. Right. Elaz of Yomara, the klal is, kol shacherim kaveyim olav suda. Anytime somebody is kaveyah suda, eating so much that people are kaveyah suda on this amount, sarach levarach, you have to make a mitzvah at the beginning and you have to bench at the end. So the Gemara of Yehuda heavy asked the Lele break. Rav Yehuda was making a chasm marrying off his son. They Rav Yehuda b'achavivi, Aitzi l'kamayu pas abo b'kisnin. In the middle of the Suda, they brought cake in front of them, this pas abo b'kisnin. Kiyosi, when he came there, Shamina, we heard them, become a vorach yamaitzi. He heard them on this cake, making a maitzi lechem in hearts. Omulu, so he had tainus to them. My tzitzi, the kosh Shamina. What kind of tzitzi, what kind of lashon about maitzi do we hear you saying? Are you really making a mitzvah lechem in oretz on this? He sees it's only pasta, blood, a kiss, and a type of a cake. You don't have to make a mitzvah, you only make a burning mezonos. Amri, and he told him, yes, in, you take and make a mitzvah. The Tanya, Rabbi Moina Omar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, pasta, blood, a kiss, and mevorchen olea a mitzvah. You make a mitzvah. It's his sheet there is, not even if you eat a big amount to be kaveya suda. On any piece of cake, he holds the mitzias cake is flour and water. That is lechem. So you have to make a mitzi in all cake. Even though you have other ingredients inside it, he holds you have to make a mitzi. So the Mar B'yom HaShmuel, and Shmuel says also, not a krabi muna. Shmuel also passed like that, and all cake, all pasta, above the kistin, you have to make a mitzi. So the Gemara B'omaluhu, name, ain halacha krabi muna itma. We learned the loch is not like Rav Hamnuna. Like we say, stam on cake and make a burning mezonis. Only if you kaveya sudi, eat so much, that's a derech to fill yourself up like a supper, then do you have to make a mitzi and a benching.
What if you take as the ikar part of your sudi, you have other things which would equal the amount of kaveya
sudi? Yeah, that's also enough. If you would have mashal eating supper instead, we'll talk about soon. If you're eating supper, and the same amount of bread that you usually eat for the middle of your meal, now instead of bread you would take cake, that's also called the kviya suda. That's why a lot of times they give on the airplanes the mezonos rolls, it's a big shal about them. Because since now you're being kaveya suda on this mezonos roll, so you should have to make a mitzi. But frat, if it's a snack, you won't have this. Just a snack, it's not filling yourself up. But you have a supper, so the chur, you're filling yourself up with a gezunta meal, and this roll, one or two rolls that you kaveya suda on it now, that should be this halacha, possible kiss that you kaveya suda, maybe you have to wash on it. In halacha kaveya amnun, itma. Amri lo, I bamar hu diyama mishmedi shmuel, you go for the name of shmuel, lachmonius, that's this type of possible of a kissnin, ma'arvin behen, you allowed him to use it for an Erev, or mevorchen aleim hamoitzi. You Gufa said you also make a mitzi on this lachmonius, which is also a type of cakes. So you see, pasta baba kisnin, you make a mitzi. Now the Gemara shani hosem the kaveya suda sayu alayu. That's only in the case where you're being kaveya suda on the cake. If you're using the cake either to fill yourself up for the whole suda, or else you're using this cake now for mocking bread and eating a suda that normally you filled up from the suda, then you have to wash, make a mitzi, and bench. Trashi lachmonius oblius palas, type of pancakes. So the more I will hecha the loikovas of the sayu layu, but any time you eat cake where you're not kaveya sudi, just take one or two or three pieces of it, loy, then we hold you don't make a mitzi, you just make a barimini mezonis. Even though really it has a din lechem to it, it's called pas, but since it's not a derech to be kaveya sudi, you don't sit down to eat your meal with cake, that's not the ikar bread, you don't make a mitzi. Only will you eat enough to be kaveis with. Right. Rav Papa ikloi levei Rav Huna. Pray the Rav Nosen. Vosa de gomas of the sayim. After they got finished eating the meal, yeah, they washed, they made a moitzi, they had a suda. When they got finished eating, aysa le kamayu midi lemechum.
Now they first brought them like a dessert and a teat. They brought him something to eat. Ishoka Rab Popra Popra took the kochel and he ate from it. It's even though they already the gromas of the sire, they already finished eating. So here, when you finish eating, it's a little bit like you messiah dash, you're not going to eat anymore. So the chur is a tzad now. If you eat more, you have to make a new bracha now. But he held not like that, and he still ate. He took from it now and he ate from it. Shaker a papa bekochel. Amri le deyestim leisavu lomar. Don't you hold, gomar? Once you finish eating your meal, it's like you messiah dash, you're not going to eat anymore. It's the chur osim alecho. It's also to eat anything new now. Prefer if you don't make a bracha rishayna. You made a moitzi. So you made a moitzi. It's all part of everything you eat you during the meal. But now that you're ready, finish eating, you mustn't eat eating anymore. If you eat now, you have to make a new bracha. So Rashi, also milecho, at sheyavarach birchas hamazon. As Rashi is learning Yeshita that you can't even eat now with making a bracha rishayna. So you have to bench first right away. Then v'yachsav yavarach ala bolafonav. Then you're allowed to take this teres, whatever it is, and make a bracha rishayna. Why is it trashy? The chiv on the gomar, since you finished, you made up your mind, you finished eating your meal, is asech daitei mi bracha rishayna misadosai. You are messiah das already from the first hamoitzi you made and from the suda, and his daughter didn't take it, that as soon as you get finished eating, you're supposed to make a bracha achrayna, you're supposed to bench. So therefore, it's not even enough to make a bracha rishayna now when this pair is, no. Metzchila, you have to first bench, finish with the first suda, and now you want to eat something new. Gesundheit, make a new bracha on something new. That's Rosh Hashita. That's what he asked him. Don't you hold if your gomar it's also to eat? Omar lehu, no. Silak itmar. I learned this only if you take away the table, that's called your mesiach das from eating. But close them on the tables in front of me. Even though I finished the whole plate, there's no more food on the table, I'm not mesiach das. So Rashi silak itmar. Im silak halechem. V'chola oichom ala ashuchon. Then also only if they cleared off the table of gamri, there's no more food left on the table. Then is there svara, you messiah nas, you can't eat anything new, you have to make a new bracha or bench first. But close the mind, there's some food on the table, even though I thought I'm finished eating. That's a derech of a person. First he feels he finished eating, then he sees more food there, he goes to eat it more. So it's not called you messiah nas. So the more itna. Rav of Rab Zera, Ikloy Levei Resh Kalusa. They both went to visit the Resh Kalusa. He was like the Rav, the Av Bezdin, the Rav Hashem, the head Rav in Bavel. Is Lavasa the Saliko Taka Mikamayo? After they took away the table from them, they cleared off the table. Shadrul Huristina, Levei Resh Kalusa. Then they first sent them in a plate of fruits in front of them. Here the case was the Imam has cleared off the table of Gamri. There's no more food left from the first meal. And now they brought in a plate full of fruits. Is Rava Achil? Rava went to continue eating the fruits without making a bracha rishayna, without benching. He continued eating. Reb Zera liachil? Reb Zera didn't eat like we had before. Here at Silik, since you took away, you cleared off the whole table, and you have to, you must see a das from the first meal, you can't eat now. For the Gemara, so yes, they asked Rava, Omalei, Lesavol Omar, Silik, Osir Melechol? Don't you hold in the case where you take away, clear off the table? So the chur, you're not allowed to eat now without making a new bracha rishayna or benching first. Since you cleared off the table, your messiah das, you gave up from eating, so the first bracha is like nigmar. You have to make a new bracha now. On Malay, Rabbi answered back, that's in the normal case. He was like a guest by Resh Kalusa. He wasn't by his own table. So when you're a guest by somebody else, you always tell him that's balabayis. Even though the balabas cleared off the table, you're never messiah das, because you don't know what it's going to do. Maybe it's time to bring a dessert now. So calls the man you're eating by somebody else, there's never called the gemiras das by taking off the table, because you always say, maybe it'll be new food brought on. Shrashi attack the Resh Kalusa Samchinon, v'yens l'kaseinu silik, shedateinu im yisum asoyis m'yes ponav aleinu necho. We have das, that even though we cleared off the table, l'yitzu, you'll send us a present, or send us some food, we're going to go and eat it. So Mela, it's not called Hesachadas. So the vaya we're having so far, the svar is silik. That normal person, balabalabos, when they clear off the table, that's called Hesachadas, you can't eat. We'll soon see how we pass it. So the Gemara, Amara, for Rogel B'Shemen, Shemen Makfai. Used to be a minig, even after you cleared off the table, before you benched, you used to wash your hands with Shemen. Rub yourself down with oil. So that's called the Gemara Suga.
the kol zman you didn't rub yourself down with the oil, you're still allowed to eat.
Trashi rogel b'shemin l'mshurach yoda v'achar achila is shemin makfoy. Linyin bracha, shafilu goma v'silit, afilu you finished eating and cleaned off the table, but you didn't rub your hands yet with the oil, is a dying suda kayem. It's still called the suda here, v'yechom l'bracha. It's not called you finished eating yet, you weren't mesiach das, you can still eat without making a bracha. Omer Rav Ashi, ki yavin en beirav kanu, omer lon, kegoy nanan, dirigilon, b'mishcha, we're rubbing our hands in oil, is mishcha makfa, lon. Is like we had before, the oil is makif, kozman, we didn't rub our hands with oil, we can still eat without making the bracha. So the Gemara Rabba, what's the maskono, v'let, hilchusot, t'chol ha'nishmaitato. We don't pass like all these learnings. Ella, what's the maskona? Ki ho di omer b'chiyah barashi. Omer Rav, sholosh tkifas hein. There are three things that take it, that if you do one, right away you have to do the second thing. The three inyonim of tkifas. What is that? Take up l'smicha shchita. By a korban, right after the bailer made smicha, put his hands on top of the rosh of the behemoth, right away there's a mitzvah to make shchita. You shouldn't be mafsig, wait in between. Take up l'gula tfilah. As soon as it's said by right before Shemon Esrei, Gal Yisrael, right away he's supposed to say Tfilah Davin Shemon Esrei and not be mastered in between. And take of the Ratilos, you're dying bracha. As soon as you get finished washing Mayim Achroinim, that's called the Tfilah. Then you have to bench right away. There's a mitzvah from take it. So Mashma calls them on, you don't wash your hands, you don't wash Mayim Achroinim, it's not called your Mesir Das meeting. Even though you finished eating and cleaned off the table, calls them on, you didn't wash Mayim Achroinim, you can still eat. But once you wash Mayim Achroinim, now the door didn't take it. That means right afterwards you're supposed to bench. So from here is halacha that after you wash Mayim Achroinim, you're not supposed to talk, but you're supposed to go to bench right away. And even if you have now a food in front of you that you would like to eat, you're not supposed to eat it now, even with the bracha. But metchila that didn't take it, right after Mayim Achroinim, you're supposed to bench. Rashi, what's called the end of a meal? Not when you finish eating. Not when you cleared off the table. Shemen, it's not totally in shemen. It's only totally in mayim achrenim. It's called the manchle, not the mayim achrenim. Called the man, you didn't wash your hands with mayim achrenim. Who mutter lechol? Of a mishenotal, also lechol. But once you wash your hand, it's also teeth, even with the bracha, because the Zohar didn't take it. Right after mayim achrenim, is supposed to bench. Omer Abaye is at the Baye Afanan Af Onu Nemar. We also hold Af Onu Nemar is another taker. Taker of Talmidei Chachamim Bracha. As soon as you Mahaner a Talmid Chacham, right away you get a bracha back. Rashi, taker of Talmid Chacham Hamakar Amakrivoy Elo Umaarcha Beveisoy. You let a Talmid Chacham live in your house. You make a close orchem with him. His bracha is Rashi Beveisoy. Right away you get a bracha back in your house. Shenema Vayivorchenu Hashem Diglo Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha because of Yaakov. B'chol Yaakov, his love and got a bracha because of Yaakov. The boy is saying, "Miyocha Shinema, Vevorach Hashem as Beis Hamitzri, Vigral Yosef." That by Yosef the Mitzri got a bracha because his marach, he let Yosef live by him. That's another didn't take it. So Poshut the Maskanas like Gemara is what's called a siluk, washing your hands. Now Tosfos says, take it. It's no place to take it. This time, bracha. Look, Akiva Shinoto Yoda Bachrein Liachasuda also lechalachi Boruch. So, Taisis, for who adin imamar have lon in the Boruch? Afilu blenatila. If somebody says, let's go bench now, you say such a lesson like that, have lon in the Boruch, let's go bench, that's also called the Siluk Suda, that you're not allowed to eat afterwards. And La Locha, it's a shalah how we paskin. But a lot of Rishayin and Paskin like Taisis also. That not only Mayim Achroinim, but who then if you say, let's go bench. By saying that, that's a claw ending the meal, and you shouldn't eat afterwards. So Metchila, if you did say, let's go bench also, you should not continue eating anymore, but Metchila is supposed to bench, and if you want to eat, after bench, you make a new bracha. But it's a lot of Rishayin hold like Taisis. What?
No one, you know, but that's not. If you finish eating, doing something else, and coming back to bed.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Kozman, you didn't say, have blood in the world. You didn't wash my machroinim. You could go, do whatever you want, and continue eating. No, she must know. She must know. You have to say, only wash and have blood in the world. If you say, let's go bench, that's also called the Gemara's Das. No, not Dafka. After Shema, also Molly still got the Mayim Achronim. You can still take another drink, another sip, something. It's not Mamish Hablon Nevorach. Right. So the Mishnah. Beirach al Hayayin Shlefnei Hamotzim. If you drink wine before the Suda, is before you start eating, Amol, you take order, you take a Yayin. Is Alocha Potter as a Yayin Shlyachar Hamotzim. Used to be a shteg that used to drink wine before they started to eat. Then they made a moitzi and had the whole sudah. And after they had the sudah, before they benched, they used to have again at the end, after eating, to drink good yayin. So you made a bar paragraph at the beginning before you washed, that part is the yayin you need later. Drashi berachas al hayayin. Noigin hoyalov, koidem achilo, kois yayin lishtois. Before they used to start eating, they used to drink wine. Tatanila, come on. Kates the seder haseder. What's the seder of haseder? Or Mavian Lifnayim Papreras Leham Shekh Achila. They also had odorbs then. To Gurn Rashi says, Pagios the Dogim. Used to serve good chicken and type of fish. The Yachakach Mavian al Shulchan. Then first they brought the Shulchan with the bread that they washed made a Maitzi. Now, Uliyacha Gmasud, after they finished eating, before they benched, Vait the Yoshvim Beshoisim, to sit down again and drink more. The Yoichlin, and eat special things then also. Omahin Oichlin, what did at the end? Paparois. Then you used to eat the good stuff. Could go and kiss me like cake. The Malu Liba is good for the heart. For Lachmonius and cake. Vuhu Yain of Paparois Lachramosin. This after the meal, you used to drink wine again and good stuff. Oshneim Koivim Birchasamosin. Both of these eatings before Birchasamosin. So therefore, the state of the world, you used to take wine first. Schmack a drink, get yourself ready to eat. Then they went down to make a moitzi and had the sudah. And then after they got finished eating, before they benched, they drank wine again. So we had before, even though you drink wine in the middle of a meal, you have to make a baruch yagofen. But here that you made a baruch yagofen before you started to eat. And you had that now, this is right before you're starting. So you know this drinking is like a preparation to sit down to eat. So it's still a continuation of one long achila. So the baruch yagofen you made at the beginning, part is the yayin, you drink it at the end of the meal. Because it's like one continuation of eating and drinking. You made a brach on the papyrus before hamozin. Even the Rashi said here, it means pargoyus v'dogim, which the chur is chicken and fish. That means like yichur is only a shakol, but taisus kloa papyrus here has to mean a burim niyamizaynus. It has to mean the cake. And even the Rashi, some Achronim want to say, it just means they started to eat the fish, and because of that, they brought the cake. But our kopanim here is talking about the bruch was a burn in Mizrach. They go to say, Derech ala paperis, you made a bruch ala paperis, lefnei hamozen, before you washed, is poter es a paperis leachar hamozen. That bruch of pot is the cake you eat later. As Rashi says, Kloa, after the meal, they used to eat lachmonius, they used to eat type of cake. So it says here, if you made a bracha on the papyrus before you started the sudah, that part is what you eat later. So in Rashi, Chorot the Kasha, as Rashi said, before the meal, it was chicken and fish. The Chorot is only a shakel. So how could a bracha of a shakel part the later of Barumi and Mizoinis? So Taisa's Kloa, they used to eat cake before also. And even in Rashi, you have to say, it was just starting you off, but if either you ate cake before, so you made a Barumi and Mizoinis before you washed, so that berum yezoin is part of the cake you can have later for dessert. Berach ala papyrus shalafnei hamozin, and this papyrus right there was like starting the meal. It was like opening up your brain, your stomach to be able to eat a good sudah. So it has shaykes to the sudah. Therefore, it's part of the papyrus leachre hamozin. Vashenkein berach ala pas, and you make a bracha on pas on bread. Part the rest of papyrus. That part is the papyrus. The part is the cake you have in the middle of the sudah. The chorak was this papyrus here was boyin toichas sudah as it was mezin. Vashenken ala papyrus, if you only make a bracha on the cake, loy potteres a pas. A borer minya mizoynus does not pat the bread. Even though you have a perish of dan, you first want to take cake and then you want to eat a bread. So you make the borer minya mizoynus, you have a perish of dan on the bread, it doesn't pat them. A borer minya mizoynus, when eating cake, does not go for the bread.
I'm not sure if you say that the race is not talking about where you have pas in the middle. Because it says if you have
prepared
before the
Muslim,
it'll
pass
the prepared after the
Muslim.
Obviously,
yeah.
If you had
pass
in the middle,
it
wouldn't have to worry about that.
We'll see. You do have to worry. We'll see. Yeah. Beishama Yermin, after my Sikadeva. Beishama, it says, doesn't even pass through my Sikadeva. Rashi Meisik there means chilka tagla tisni. That means like cereal, chopped up wheats, chopped up to two, three, or fours. So Beishami said, you make a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't even pater a Meisik there. What you're asking about the cake, we'll see the Meister will talk about cake. At the end of a meal, this was cake that wasn't boiled with soy and hasudah. So you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, if you made a bracha at the beginning, before you started the meal, it passes the cake at the end. Now, making a bracha on cake, we'll talk about it soon. We'll see what we do with Meister. But this papyrus here was an hors d'oeuvre you started the meal with, and it was something geschmack at the end, sound like kinuach sudah. Stam to make end off with a good taste. So really, you would have to make a bracha on it. But since you made a burning mezonos before the sudah, it's considered like one long achila. It passes the cake for later. The case where they're sitting down, they have the yeshiva, it's called Baseba. Then the loch is one can make the bracha for everybody. No, they're just sitting down. Everybody has to make their own bracha hamaitzi. Rashi called Echad Echad Baruch Leatzmai, the Yen Kva Suda Vloy Haseba. In Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. So, Kozumat, you're not lying down, leaning down, it's not called Haseba, one can part of the other. Mashenkin Haseba, if they talk, they'll start to lean down, then Echad Baruch Lekulam, one can make the Birch Hasamaitse and part of everybody. Volahem Yain Batech Hamozin, if in the middle of the meal they brought wine in the middle of the meal, is called Echad Vyechad Baruch Leatzmai.